The Iraqi town of Haditha used to be synonymous with mistakes in Iraq. Marines killed 24 civilians there. The incident led to the biggest criminal proceeding since the Iraq War began. In the years since the killings, the story has evolved. 8 Marines were originally charged. Now only one faces the possibility of jail. A judge recently dismissed charges against the battalion commander in the case. NPR's John McChesney brings us up to date.
The Haditha killings first surfaced in a Time magazine article, but didn't become national headlines until Congressman John Murtha said this in a news conference.
It's much worse than reported in Time magazine. There was no firefight. There was no IED that killed these innocent people. Our troops overreacted because of the pressure on them, and they killed innocent civilians in cold blood.
A popular member of a Marine squad had been killed by an IED in Haditha that day, and his fellow squad members, led by Staff Sergeant Frank Wooderich, cleared houses nearby with grenades and rifle fire, killing men, women, and children. A public affairs officer put out an inaccurate press release saying that the civilian deaths resulted from that roadside bomb. That led to allegations of a cover-up, and then 2 major investigations led to charges that the squad had gone on a revenge rampage. But defense lawyers argued that the Marines were just doing what they were trained to do. Neil Puckett represents Sergeant Wooderich, the last squad member facing a court-martial.
The Marines followed the training that they had received to date in responding to an IED attack followed by a complex follow-on attack, including a sniper fire. The fact that weapons were not found and insurgents were not positively identified does not mean that the Marines were not allowed to seek out and eliminate threats that were posed to them that day.
That's been a persuasive defense in some of the other cases. In Woodrich's defense, Puckett plans to point out that what happened in Haditha forced the Marines to dramatically change their training and rules of engagement.
They only took a close, serious look at the training for rules of engagement after this happened. The training was inadequate to the circumstances of that day.
Of course, not everyone agrees with this defense. Bing West, a Marine infantry officer during the war in Vietnam and later an assistant secretary of defense, says once Wooderich saw 3 men, 2 women, and a child killed in that first house, he should have changed course.
What you really want to do in that kind of a scene, if you can, is to say, stop. Let's get somebody in here who's experienced this before and stop and try to understand where that fire is coming from, what's going on.
It was Sergeant Woodrich's first combat experience, and they didn't stop. Someone shouted that a man had run from the first house to another, and so the squad went on to kill 5 women and 2 children while clearing that second house. At day's end, 24 civilians had been killed. Another Marine, Colonel John Ewers, was involved in the early investigation of the incident and said this to PBS's Frontline program.
We're the toughest guys on the block. We know how to defend ourselves. We know how to aggressively take people down. And to suggest that we can't do the shades of gray in between is a cop-out, and I think it sells Marines short.
Colonel Ewers has become a controversial figure in this case. He was an early investigator in the incident and a potential government witness. But he was also a legal advisor to General James Mattis, the commander who brought charges against the 8 Marines. That led a Marine judge to dismiss dereliction charges against Woodrich's battalion commander, ruling that General Mattis had been improperly influenced by Ewers. Gary Solis, who teaches law of war at Georgetown University, says the ruling was highly unusual.
It seems to me that if this case were followed in other instances, well, then who could a commander turn to? Should a commander now not talk to investigators to determine the facts of a case? Can a commander now not talk to his staff judge advocate who may have unique information about a case?
Marine prosecutors are appealing that decision, but Sergeant Woodrich's lawyers say they will also use the same unlawful command influence as a defense. And Sergeant Woodrich's case is also entangled in another legal snarl. Prosecutors want the outtakes from his lengthy interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, but CBS is appealing. At this point, no one knows when the final Haditha case will go to trial. John McChesney, NPR News.